Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Engelbrecht, Training and Rescue. Her name is Patricia Woodard. Date of birth 9/24/1958. Date of procedure July 20, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Engelbrecht. Referring physician is Dr. Deanna Carr. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, comma, gastrointestinal metaplasia. Description procedure. From concerns of pain, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy. While explained to patient, patient is brought to anesthesia, so we place them in a lateral position, sedators, current anesthesia service, with monitor anesthesia care while lubricated lymph video. Gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach to junction, esophagus, or reflux, who is obtained in the cardiac area with sexual fluid in the stomach before ultrasound. Patient is then turned around in a lateral position and the direct exam is performed. While lubricated lymph video, colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix orifice. The cecal valve is accomplished with a full spirit. Careful examination is made of the cecum, heli cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, second colon, rectum. And the terminal limb is intubated and evaluated. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston Bell Prep score is greater as a 7.2-3-2. The prep, the patient side of the procedure, all without any complications, findings that upper endoscopy approximately the esophagus occurred under my fall. The Z line was mildly irregular at 39 centimeters from the right length of evidence of LA grade A, ulcerative esophagitis. Biopsies are obtained for further evaluation. Next line, there is evidence of patchy gastric edema. Biopsies are obtained in the antrum body and cardiofrostology and through a lead H pylori infant. There was evidence of 2 diminutive gastric body bulge from cold biopsy polypectomy. There was a remarkable duodenum to D2 portion common biopsies were obtained. There was an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next line. A colonoscopy. Next line. Terminal only colon last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line. Lesson about prep scores greater than 7.2-3-2, good prep. Next line, there were 4 diminutive rectal sessile polyps from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on much pressure, and there were small amount of bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending death. Next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled. Next line, recommend repeat EGD in 3 years given history of GIM and pending path. Next line, thank you.